we are starting from second line from the top, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Kibul, if the guy accepted to become a ger after our discussion with him, Molin Aysa Miyad, we mal him right away. The Gemara will explain what does that mean right away. Nishtayru by Tzitzin Amak Menes Amila, what if we did the bris and we didn't take off the whole Arla? There were strands that are Ma'akiv Demila, meaning there's things that if you don't take it off, he's not considered a Nimo. Part of the Arla is still there. Chayzun Amalan Aysishni. And before Hashem asked, what's the Kiddush? You do bris mila. Go learn Hilchos bris mila. Why does this have to be said here? I don't have a good terence.
You know, babies. I mean, is it more
like every other kid time? No, no difference. Again, if we mal a baby and we don't take everything off, we do it again also. So it's not like it's a chiddush here. Rashi, titzin chatichas baser shleinifras hamila kilchosav. The mila wasn't uncovered. Rashi is mashma that the titzin are the or hapriya. There are two skins that are removed, the Ar HaMila and the Ar HaPriya. That's under the Arla is a membrane. Rashi says, Shlei Nifras HaMila Kilchas, it wasn't revealed, it wasn't opened, there's things blocking it. Right to the Gemara. Ushnei Tamid HaChem Maim Dem HaGabah, but the Gemara is going to question why two L'chari need a Bezen. Umadiyin Ayis HaMiktas Mitzas Kalas and Mitzas Chamuras. And they tell him again, Mashma, that they do it at the time of Tvila, he should be Mekabu Oil Mitzvahs. Whether that's ma'akav or not is not so clear because we had earlier that if we don't have a bezin by tefillah, it works. But we need a bezin for kabbalah's mitzvahs. So we have to have been mekabel mitzvahs, shloi b'shas tefillah. But over here, it seems that they tell him the mitzvahs again at when he's tevil. Vashi, medina is to make this mitzvah, the hashtag to a tefillah who nichnas l'chal geris. This is the final act. Okay, b'shas tefillah's mitzvah, tarach l'kabel olav mitzvahs. It's interesting because before we had that he tevil without a bezin, and that worked as long as it was Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of a bezin. Back to the Gemara. Ushnei Tava Ba'alam comes out of the mikvah, Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. He's a complete, total, 100% Yid. Baita. Isha, a woman, Nasha Meshiva Naisa B'mayim Atzavara. Women put her into the mikvah up to her neck, so she's not visible. Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Omdim Lo B'chutz, two Tamidei Chachamim watch from the outside after she's under the water. There is no chash of histachlus. And Umadiyin Aysa Miktas Mitzvahs Kalas and Miktas Mitzvahs Chamuras. Again, at the time of the tefillah, you wanted to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, and that's how you do the mix, the Geras there.
Eight women are not good for Edis
here. Absolutely. It's a Bezen, not Edis. You need Bezen. The Gemara can ask why two, we need three. Right. But that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But no, you need a bezin. Women cannot be a bezin, nor can they be anus. But in order for tzniyus purposes, the woman is totally in water prior to bezin watching her dunk. All bezin has to see is her head from her shoulders up go under the water.
There's another woman there to tell them when they can look.
There are women there before, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how it's done today, but yeah. Echad ger, echad eved meshuchrer. This happens to a ger, and to an eved meshuchrer. And Rashi points out, l'kamam mefarish l'mayhilpasak shinu. The Gemara will explain later to what purpose are we making a hekish between a ger and an eved meshuchrer. The Gemara will talk about it. V'makim shenida tevelus sham ger ve'eved meshuchrer tevelim. And in the same kind of a mikvah that a nida tevels, that's where a ger has to tevel. Rashi, v'makim shenida tevelus barboim sa. Shum ger ve'eved meshuchru tevlin, v'ava pi she'en tvilasa mishum tumma v'tara kishar tvilas. Rashi is explaining. You shouldn't think that a ger can go into ma'im sh'uvim, or into a different kind of water, because he's not tevling from tumma. Chiddush is no. It's the same mikvah. Same halacha of mikvah that a tumme needs is needed by a ger as well. Right. The chol dava she'chaitzitz v'tvila, and anything that's chaitzit by tum and tara is also chaitzit beger be'eved meshuchrer benida. See, nida tables for two purposes, tum and tara and labayla. For tum and tara, we're very machmer with chatzitza. So the chiddush over here is the same chumras that we imposed on tum and tara for chatzitza apply to a woman who's just table labayla, not interested in tum and tara, and to a ger and an eved meshuchar. Rashi, chaytet v'ger eved meshuchar benidid l'bayilav ava b'shein tvilos and linya magit taras kishar tvilos. Even though they're not doing it for tara, still, hilchas chatzitza apply in their entirety. In truth is, in halacha, there is a difference between tvilo for tara and not tvilo for tara and certain chatzitzas, but this raisa seems to equate them. But I think in halacha, there's a few halachas that they say is only the chatchila by need, and it's not ma'akev, and the Mishnah Gemara that says it's ma'akev is talking about the tumatara. Right. Amemar. Now we're going to take this braisa that we just read and try to explain each and every part of it. Amemar. Ger she'bar l'hizgayar. Amem lo'ymar ro'a she'bar l'hizgayar. Why are you coming to be megayar? Umadina is a miktus mitzvahs kalas, a miktus mitzvahs chamuras. My time up. Why are we telling him the mitzvahs at that point? The parish nifresh, because if he goes away, it doesn't bother us. We don't get upset if he says, okay, I'm not interested in becoming a Jew. Why not? Why don't we warn more Jews? If a guy wants to become Jewish, why don't we encourage it? Why are we discouraging it? The answer is, Gerim are difficult for Yidden, like a sapachas, which is a kind of nega, kind of plague. What is he called? Tapachas.
Skin affliction.
Fine. That's a very politically correct way of saying it. Nechsev. The nilva ger haleim. The nisbechu abeis Yaakov. Nisbechu means they'll be added, but it's the lashon of tapachas. Why? Why are gerim difficult for Yidden? The Gemara seems to say gerim are difficult for Yidden. Zok Rashi. Damemar kashim gerim liyisok tapachas. Nechsev. The nilva ger haleim. The nisbechu abeis Yaakov. Because they have a difficult time to achieve a life change, lifestyle change. And they keep on behaving in certain ways like they did before. And because they're now Jewish, people are influenced by them, right? They do things, and because they're Jewish now, and they sincerely became Jewish. But the bottom line is they don't change 100%. There's things they don't know, or things that's difficult to change. And they keep on behaving the old way. And meanwhile, they're in the Jewish community, and Yidden learn from them. Or a Yid sees them do it. Says, Mistam of the Ger asked the Shaila, and he got a psak. And we don't want that because they don't know better sometimes, and therefore it becomes dangerous, or it could be dangerous, that Yidden would follow that way. That's Rashi's pshat. Taisa brings multiple other pshatim. Taisa says, one pshat, that we have to be very careful in not hurting a ger. What is the biggest averis is to be ma'ana a ger, to hurt a ger. And it's very hard. When we deal with people, automatically sometimes they get insulted and hurt, and by gerim, it's a terrible avera. We're better off not having a ger, Zaktaisis, than having a ger and have to be careful and all that.
So what's the Carlos business? I mean, we're trying to dissuade him.
Why? Again, the first thing we say to them is, understand what you're getting into. It's not simple. If he goes away, we're not upset.
No.
The Gemara wants to know, why aren't we upset? Why don't we want more Yidden? And the answer is, because it's not so simple to have Gerim. It's difficult. So we're not interested in persuading Gerim. Mitzvahs Kalas, I explained last week that the reason we tell them Mitzvahs Kalas is to tell them that Yiddishkeit is a lifestyle. Kalas bring home the point that everything you do, there's a Jewish way of doing it. Chamuras don't do that. You teach a guy he has to keep Shabbos, fine. But you teach a person that everything he does during the day is governed by a mitzvah. That's a different level. So that's kalos. By tying your right, left shoe first, legs first, is kalos. But it shows that whatever you do, there's a right and a wrong way to do it.
Easy to do without understanding.
The punishment's not so severe. Kalos, right? The guy ties his right shoe legs first. Not terrible avera. But it's to get impressed the point that Judaism governs your whole life. It's not just, you know, one or two things.
I don't think over here where it talks about how many years.
What years? Who says years? Nobody said a word about years. What years?
That's what I'm asking.
It doesn't say that here at all. Adarabba. The Gemara makes it later unsound, according to many. I mean, we'll see the Gemara when we get there. No. This whole way we approach Geras now is completely different because of ulterior motives. We're afraid of ulterior motives, and that bothers us because we don't think it's sincere. But the etzem, if we knew sincerity, there's no reason to drag it on for 3 years, no.
I'm dragging on for how long? 20 minutes?
Nothing. According to the Gemara, it's 15 minutes.
Hey, come on.
Why, come on?
How much can you tell in 15 minutes?
Okay, the guy obviously is coming to become Jewish. Why is he coming? Again, why is this guy coming to become Jewish?
Because he has a clergy discipline.
So that's an ulterior motive. That's what we're afraid of.
He ain't going to tell us that.
In the time of the Gemara, there was no clergy discount.
Before he came to Cleveland, when you went to Macy's, you could get 20% off. You know that?
Again, let's try to step back again. We're not, in the time of the Gemara, a guy that became a ger was not doing it for an ulterior motive.
I'm a nifkar.
Exactly, that's not ulterior motive. I mean, he studied this. Why is he becoming a ger? He studied it. He worked at it. Now he's coming to become a ger. If he's sincere, why are we rejecting him? As long as that we're afraid of sincerity, that's our problem. Therefore, we're much stricter, much slower in the process. We want to make sure the guy means what they say.
Basketball player.
What does the guy do with it? Oh, no. He's a new green
mold. No, there's a guy.
I know. What's his name again? Amir Stoudemire. His name is Yoshafat now.
No.
Yoshafat Stoudemire.
He got
these
gay roots from the
Abed in Bnei Brak, right.
Oh, come on.
What's come on? He's a gay tzaddik. He's as kosher as dominion as you are.
That's why he did this. I don't have his
email. Oh, my dear, I say.
Yeah, I wonder why he did it.
He became Amanib. A minute ago, you were darshaning Amanibchar. I mean, what happened to you? A minute ago, you were just darshaning Amad Ifchar.
So I changed.
Right. The Brisa said that we make sure to tell them about Leket, Chikl, and Peya. Let me just explain what they are. Leket is what you drop when you harvest. Chikl is what you forget up to a certain amount. Peya is the corners of the field. Minimum midrabon on a 60th. And Maiserani is that once every 3 years you have to give a tenth of your produce to a poor person. My timer. Why is that so important? Why are those things singled out that we must tell this potential ger? Now Rashi has two pshatim, and I'm going to say his second pshat first because he likes that better. And that is, they're very, very tight on their money. Contrary to popular opinion, Goyim go crazy about money. And since they go crazy about money, we want them to tell them that being Jewish costs money. Being Jewish costs money. People are going to come to your field. They're going to take leket. I announced it already. Yeah. You got the test. I gave it to Hirsch. A whole folder full. Rabbi Berger, it has Avram Cohn's two tests in there also.
No, but also diamond.
Okay,
there we go.
Yes. Costs money to be Jewish. And Goyim more tight-fisted might not say it's not worth being Jewish, it's too expensive. Now, if you ask me, I wouldn't talk about Leket Chikl Peya, I would talk about matzah and esrog and everything, kosher food. What it costs. I think that would be, if you're worried about money, that's a big deterrent. But, again, in those days, it's free. An ani can come into your field and take stuff. If somebody is very worried about every penny, the last thing he needs is aniyim trampling all over his field trying to get their stuff. So that's why we tell him about it. It's expensive to be Jewish. What? I don't know. Good question. I don't know. According to the second chat in Rashi, I don't know.
Shul membership.
Rashi. Zuck Rashi.
You never see Rebbe in a church, how they collect, you know, they go around?
I never was in a church.
Yeah, but I didn't see They give quarters. The congregants give quarters.
Now, I think I read somewhere that the average guy, if you average out how much charity he gives a year, it's about $100. $100 a year of charity. No, we're not talking about the big donors. We're talking about the average guy who gives $100 to charity. The average kid gives $100 many, many more times over. Rashi. Zunk Rashi. Now, Rashi has a different shot at the beginning. The first shot in Rashi is because we want to make sure they understand that when they see people in their field, they don't take their gun out and shoot them for trespassing. Shalayimru. A guy gets killed for gzela. You'll see poor people coming into your field. You'll say, he's stealing. He's stealing. He deserves death. And that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and they get killed for the Sheva Mitzvahs. Guy gets killed even if he steals less than a bruta. Yiddish usually michael, a guy is not. The Gemara says he can't return it. He doesn't return if he steals a lenerek. The Gabi Sok Savage was actually a lesser gossip. Abu Benayach, Amina Mitzhadra, Zeras, and Steel Mussasan, the Chai Misa. The Kimishara Akas Misai Mitzis Nerak. So we tell him, listen, there are going to be people all over your field. Don't take your gun out. This is the way it is by us. Don't get nervous. They're going to be stealing. And by you stealing is Chayim Mitzah. Because this is a from a guy. He's coming to be Megayer. Right? That means he keeps Chayim Mitzahs. And he's going to get all upset. People be stealing. They're not stealing. They're not stealing. They have a right to come into your field. We have to warn him that. Because it seems that they're trespassing and stealing his stuff. And as a guy, he learned, we're talking about a from a guy now. He learned Chayim Mitzahs B'nai Nayach. You steal, you get killed. So we have to warn him, it's not stealing. That's the first shot in Rashi.
He's not allowed to kill, even somebody is stealing, though.
It's not true, it's not so pashut. Let's not read like a chikopeya. I will make pidim al mammon, since they're makpun on their money, kokach, because I'm in the nera, gapakas mishabar pruta. They even get killed for stealing less than a pruta because people are upset. My dear nice and oven like it, shame yachza by Melis Geyer. The trash of a lushin say ikr. The image of time and kind of my oven lush and leka chikopeya. Forget about leka chikopeya. You do a shil yukutani in besadeyu. Has nothing to do with leka chikopeya. Just say, Anim are going to come into your field. This way you have to tell them what it costs you. It's going to cost you leka, it's going to cost you chikopeya, it's going to cost you pay, it's going to cost you maitzerani. Now, maitzerishin, Rabbi Shon says a great question. Why don't we tell him you have to give 10% to the Levi every year? Why doesn't that bother him? I don't know, it's 10%.
It's more like a tax than...
Maybe because he clergy. Clergy discount. Maybe the 10% to the Levy is the clergy. He understands the clergy. He just doesn't understand why poor people shouldn't get a job. Why should they have to... Okay. Zuck to Gemara Vait.
Is this the order that they first do tefillah and then they... then they informed them about various mitzvahs?
Oh, see, what happened was we started in the middle of a b'raisa. Then we went back to the beginning of the b'raisa that we learned last week.
Uh-huh.
If you turn to the Amud Aleph, the b'raisa starts. Then he comes, we ask him, why in the world do you want to be Jewish? Jews are downtrodden, oppressed, afflicted, right? And the rest of the synonyms. And he answers, he wants to be Jewish. So we start telling him, Kalas v'chamuras. And then we tell him Avon Leka Chikopaya Maiser Ani. And then we tell him about Karas and about Mises Bezen. And then we tell him about Elam Haba. And then, if he does that, we do Mila and then Tvila. And we went back to explain that Brisa. So it sounded today that I started at the beginning of a Brisa. I didn't. I started towards the end of the Brisa. I finished the Brisa, and then I went back to the beginning where it said you tell him Avon Leka Chikopaya all the way at the beginning before we even scare him about Mises Bezen.
Okay, and the tefillah is witnessed by a man, by two people also?
By three people, by Bezen. I know it said two before. The Gemara is going to jump on that.
Okay.
Once he goes through the initial test what we tell him, don't overdo it. Don't scare him anymore, and don't tell him too many details. Amar Rav Elazar, Mikra, Nuxiv Atera, Kimis Nametzah, Sila Lechazita, Naomi saw that Ruth is strong. She wants to come along. She stopped dissuading her. She tried to dissuade her. It didn't work. So forget it. Now we're going to accept you.
But I didn't see.
So I'm a minute explaining. Therefore, we see from here that there's a dissuasion. We try to dissuade, if there's such a word called dissuasion. We try to dissuade. And then, if it doesn't work, we accept and move on. Don't sit there and try to over-dissuade. Now, there's a Ravid, I believe, one of the Rishonim say that Naomi tried to dissuade her three times. That's what we're supposed to do. Try three times to tell the ger that you don't want to be Jewish. Too hard. You don't want to do this. It's hard. After three times, we stop. Now, I don't know what the hell, what we do, Lamaisa, but that's what one of the Rishonim say that we learned from the story of Naomi and Ruth. She tried to dissuade her three times. After three times, she said, fine, you want to come? You come.
First of all, it was in a 15-minute span. The point is, I thought Carlos meant you tell him the easy things that you have to do. That's not true then, right?
Why not?
The easy things that are you'll be happy about.
Right? Nothing to do with happy.
No, easy things that you can do that doesn't take a lot of effort.
Kalos means in the range of punishment and requirement to lighter mitzvah. It's not Shabbos. It's not kashrus. It's easier mitzvahs. It's wearing tzitzis.
Do we see in the story of Rus that type of thing at all?
Dr. Gemar, Amrullah. Now we're going to recount the conversation Rus had with Naomi. Amrullah, Naomi told Rus, Asulon Tchum Shabbos. We are not allowed to walk out of a certain distance on Shabbos. You know you're going to become Jewish? You're going to be confined on Shabbos. So this is a drabbanon. It's part of the problem. They're being arrived here to the Rif Shita, the Yud Beis Mil, the Deraisa. But Pashtas, we Paskin, according to some Rishayim, it's only drabbanon. Who said the drabbanon even existed then? I don't know. But that's what she told her. So she answered, Bashetel Chielech. I'll walk with your walk. I don't need to do it. Zakt Rashi. No Rashi. So she said, Asulon Yichud. We can't be alone with a man. We're very strict on keeping the genders apart. So she said, Bashetelina Alan, I'll sleep where you sleep. Mafkedina Sheish Meiz Yud Gimel Mitzvahs. We have 613 commands. There's a lot of stuff that you're going to have to keep. She said, Amech Ami. Your nation is my nation. What you do, I will do. They ask Kikacha, women aren't Mitzvah in Tayag, so why did you tell them Tayag? Women are only Mechuyev in like 601, not 613. All different kinds of truths are said. But bottom line is, she said, you're going to have to keep a lot of Mitzvahs. This is not easy stuff. I'll do exactly what you do. So they said to her, so she said to them, Asalan Avedis Kacham. We can't do Avedisara. Now, either can a guy, but some of the Farshim learn, we can't even have pleasure from Avedisara. We can't do anything. We can't have contact with Avedisara. Total cutoff from Avedisara. But Lekayach Elekai, she said, your God is my God. So she said, Arba Mises Nimsu Lebezin. There's certain Averis that get capital punishment. Four different ways of capital punishment. You're entering into a whole new sphere. Asha Tamusi Amas. Where you die, I will die. Base Kvarim Nimsu Lebezin. They even bury people in different places because of Averis. So she said, Vishama Kaver. That's where I'll be buried. Miyad, Bateriki Mesamethasi. She passed the test, and Rami said, you're good to go. Now, few things I want to point out.
Can I say one thing,
Rami? Can I? Yes.
No, I'm just saying, by the Arabisa's best that she said, wherever Arabisa, you get, I'll get. And then, so she says, you may get
it. Meaning I'm accepting what
know,
you said.
Sean Cover, she said.
Oh, so I was going to get to that. Thank you. So the Mepharshim learn an interesting shot. Why didn't you say Bashiti cover or cover?
Right.
It sounds like this. Halacha is that if somebody gets Arabisa's best and they bury him in a separate cemetery, but after his body decomposes, they take the bones and they move it to the family plot. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So Nomi had a family plot. Ruth did not have a family plot. So if she would get buried there, there would be no place to move her. So she couldn't say, where you're buried, I'm buried. It's not true. Because even if Naomi were to deserve Arba Mitzvos Bezin and get buried there, she wouldn't remain there permanently. So she has to say, V'shama Kaver, I will remain there, because there's no place to move me afterwards, because after the body decomposes, she has no family plot. That's what the Mepharshim say. I'm just telling you what the Mepharshim say.
She knew that?
Obviously, the Mepharshim say she knew that. Static.
Oh, the
then there's a Kedusha Rim I wanted to speak out. A beautiful, not but the Kedusha Rim, nice Mayas Kama. He said, of all things of Shabbos, he told them Tchum Shabbos. Like, you know, hello, when you tell a guy you have to keep Shabbos, you say, you can't walk 2,000 amos. It's like, it's a Drabbanon. And even if you learn Yud Beis Mil, the Deraisa, it's not from the Chamuras. So the Kedusha Rim says as follows. He asked the Kasha I don't think is a Kasha, but it doesn't make a difference, he asked the Kasha. Every nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Mekabel the Torah, they said, what does it say? And Hashem said something that's contrary to their personality, their character. So they said, we can't do it. Klal Yisrael didn't say anything. Maybe because there's nothing in their character against the Torah. So what's the big deal? There was nothing in their character against the Torah. I don't think the Kasha is the Kasha. They didn't say Maksubah, and that's exactly it. There's nothing in their character against the Torah, but I'm not going to get involved in that. Something to Kedush Yerim there is. Hakbir Lathar, that they can't go past. He said, Jews don't want to stay where they are. They always want to go higher than they can. Women want to do mitzvahs of men. The men want to be kahanim. Everybody wants to do more and more and more and more. They don't get that idea that you're limited. This is your job in this world. Do the best you can in your circumstance. Be the best Yisrael you can be. Be the best Levi you can be. You don't have to be the kahan. You don't have to be the thing. That's against the nature of a Jew. So he says, that's out of here. She says, Asulon Tchumen. There's an Isser Tchum. You know, you're going to become Jewish. There's going to be limitations on you because you're a woman. You're not going to be able to go to Minyan. You're not going to be able to do these things. That's what she meant to say by Asulon Tchum Shabbos. That's the Chedush Yerim Pshat. It's not Parshim Pshat in the Gemara. But you don't want to ask me, what you said. It's not Parshim Pshat. It's a Vart that she said. Being Jewish has limitations. Women's rights don't exist. You can't be equal and go to Minyan. You can be equal in different ways, but you can't have those things. That's what she told her. You're going to become a Jewish. You're going to be limited. Again, but when you become Jewish, you should know you're going to be limited. That's the Chedush Yerim Zvart. I'm just speaking it out. You can move on.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, just generally, this kind of describes what sounds like a pretty abbreviated process. Tell them about Kalos, tell them about Chamuros, tell them some specific things, and then they're good to go once they accept those things. It just 100%. Seems to me that the process today is not so abbreviated, that there's much more care and learning. Is there some explanation why we've gone from just...
I don't know for sure. My understanding is that in those days, we didn't accuse people of becoming Jews for ulterior motives. There was no ulterior motive in becoming a Jew.
Well, we mentioned...
It didn't intermix at all. There was no... If a guy wanted to become a Jew, he must have figured out what it meant beforehand. He must have had a good idea of what he was doing beforehand. So there was a process. Today, we're afraid of ulterior motives that make it non-sincere. Part of the reason is, again, I'm speculating, I want to make it clear, because since not all Jews are observant, people don't necessarily view Judaism as being so restrictive. You can be Jewish and not have those restrictions. So we have to make sure that when we accept the ger, he knows the score. He cannot say, well, my Jewish neighbor down the block seems to be having, whatever it is, and I'll become Jewish and I'll be like him. We have to, I think that part of the reason it became more restrictive is because, A, ulterior motives, and B, sincere Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's what I think.
I mean,
in those days...
My...
Yes.
My response seems to be that, and I'm not quite sure I know what I'm seeing from the outside, but it looks to me like there's more actual learning, not necessarily a waiting process to determine sincerity. I mean, here in this Gemara, we're discussing how to wean out people who may be doing it for ulterior motives. So clearly that was an issue back then. But now it seems to me that there's a bigger emphasis on a convert learning more and more, not just these couple of simple things and that. And in those days, certainly a goy would have been aware of payah. I mean, he would have seen it. He would have seen people going onto people's lands and taking food right off there and not getting beaten with a cane or whatever would have happened. So it seems to me that the emphasis today on the delays of whatever it is, a year, 8 months, whatever the Rabbam decides, is in that process, the emphasis is learning, not waiting. That's just my observation.
It could be. I mean, the next Gemara is going to make it even more difficult. We need 1.5 more lines. Kibbu malon ayos miyad. My time is shuhi mitzvah slay machina. We don't want to delay. Once he passes the test, be megayim right away.
Yeah.
So here is the exact. We don't even push it off. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mekabel gerim. And once he passes the test, we want to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but the test may be a year. The test may take a year until he learns and does everything else.
What am I supposed to tell you? I'm just reading the Gemara like you are. Rashi, Asalon Yichud, they changed the Gersim. Yachud of Eishes Ish. A man can't be with an Eishes Ish. Beis Kvarim, Echad with Miskolim and Mishrofim Shishu Baveris Chamuris. One for those Herig and Chenek, Shem Yisasim Chamura Ve'enim Rishom Kokach. Again, there's a machlokes whether Geiris is a mitzvah or not. The Gemara says she a mitzvah and Hashina. The question is, whose mitzvah is it? His or ours? Is it our mitzvah to accept a Geir, or is it his mitzvah to become a Geir once he realizes the truth of Judaism? Some want to learn it's his mitzvah, and we don't want to delay his mitzvah. Some want to say it's our mitzvah to accept him. The Shaila. If there are strands of flesh, skin, that cover the atara, you have to redo it. What does he say?
Shreds.
Any strand of skin that covers from the atara and downwards to the end of the penis, it's called Chayfa Roiva Satara. It doesn't have to be around the circumference. It has to be in one place. That's enough to make him an Aro Vein Eichel B'Truma. If you hear me, Barab, I'm a Rab, Basar HaChayfa Roiva God Vaishel Atara. Now, you don't need Roiva Keifa. You don't need most of the circumference covered, even in one place. Rashi, Atara Shura Gavaya, it's like raised part, Sub of Hagid, with Mena Ha'ilach HaMeshapa Ma'ilah Mata. It goes on a slant, up and down. Rav Gavai Shal Isis Shura, but like Tamer Rav Akeifoy, doesn't have to be most of the circumference. Nisrape, Matvilin Isim Biyad. Says he heals, then we tivel him. And again, I said this process is usually skipped today, because today they don't have to do Mila, most cases. They just have to do Atavim Dambres, which is pricking a guy, which just doesn't need a healing process. But in those days, they had to do Mila. If you do Mila, it takes time to heal. So they had to wait till it heals before they do Tvila. It's up to Gemara Y, Nisrapi Mai, and Nisrapi Lai Mai Taima. The Maya Marzumaka. The water will make the wound worse. Now, they ask Akasha, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, we bathe the Mila, Machitin the Samila. I think it has to do with those days there were cold mikvahs. It had to do with they went into water as opposed to just washing him with water. And it's bad for the maka. Rashi, marzu maka, machbidin schayli hamaka, makes it worse. My mitra razili ilani. Strong rain is good for trees. Razi means strong. It makes the maka stronger. Masechtas Tainus. Ushnei tamid chachamim.
We really don't want to hear. There's no need for it. 1 million, maybe 1 in a trillion.
Why are you anti-Gerim?
Because let them, if they leave this world, as Hasidi Umos of Olam, they go to Olam Hab.
Not the same Olam Hab, I'm sorry. No, not the same at all. It's like sitting in the upper, not even in the same stadium, but even if you want to put them in the same stadium, they're in the nosebleed section, right, with a wall blocking them, as opposed to being on the 50-yard line.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, are you sure?
Yes. 100%.
I'm saying that, and I'm a good person.
I know, Abraham, you're a, imagine after 120, they'll put you in the 50-yard line.
Rabbi, I understand one thing. I know. I want, first of all, I want the boxes. I don't want the 50-yard line. But besides that, Rabbi,
Sharon brings a Gemara. It's a Gemara. That when a person is in Olam Haba, they get burnt from the chuppah of his friend. Every person gets his own chuppah, his own canopy, and they get burnt from the chuppah of the friend. So what's shot in that? So the Mesil Sharm explains, I use this muscle. A guy walks over to two kids and says, if you mow my lawn, I'll give you tickets to a football game. So one kid works 90%, and another kid does 10%. So he gives one kid tickets to the 50-yard line, and one kid tickets up higher. So they both enjoy the game. But the guy that's up higher looks at the guy in the 50-yard line and says, I could have been there. I could have been there. I blew it. I could have been there. So he's enjoying the game, but at the same time that he's enjoying the game, he's jealous at his friends. That's what happens in Olam Haba. We get our own chuppah, we get our own schar, we miss Anagel Hashem. It's the best hanah, better than anything that Olam Haba can offer. But at the same time, we see the guy that did the extra thing that we could have done. Right, he washed the bathrooms in the kail in the morning. He came here and he washed the bathrooms every morning. Right, anybody could have done that, and he did that. So he's sitting much higher, and I'm sitting in the back. It hurts. It's painful, but it's nitzchi. It's painful. It's not just for a football game.
I'm sorry. Most gear that I know, they don't keep all of this.
That's not true. I disagree with you. Chas v'shalom. So, because you know, if they're sincere Gerim, they keep everything. Of course they do.
It's too hard for them. It's too hard. Really, really. I know at least three.
Sincere Gerim?
They were sincere, and then after a while they realized, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I can't argue with you. There are people that go back out, and that's terrible. The Gemara's going to say that in a minute. That's terrible.
They thought, and then they, after a while they realized, wait a minute, what, they must have hit their head. They thought they hit their head on a wall. Yeah.
Again, that's why we do the process.
This process is 20 minutes.
Not again. Today we don't do a 20-minute process.
Even then.
I don't know. I know a lot of Gary that are extremely sincere.
Really?
100%
really?
Sincere. Yes.
I
100%
also
sincere.
I,
no,
I
I'm
would
not
going like to
say names because I'll be hearing about it for the next 8 years.
I would like to publicly register my disagreement with Rabbi Cohen on this one singular issue.
Ooh.
Who is that?
Harvey.
Harvey, I understand, but how many Gerim do you know?
I know a few, Rabbi, but my experience is exactly the opposite of what you're expressing.
I agree with Harvey.
Harvey, I'm not arguing with you. I mean, the ones that I know went back the other way. It's so hard, Harvey. It's so hard.
Rabbi Cohen, I think you need to get out a little more.
what do you
should get out a little more. Meet more people.
I can't go back to school.
Right. Okay, anyway, I agree with Harvey. I don't know a lot. I can't say I know 100 Gerim. I know 20, and they're very sincere. Yes.
You know 20 Gerim.
100%. Right there. And they're very sincere, very dedicated, 100% keeping the mitzvahs like everybody else. I agree with Harvey on this one. Yeah, I know. Yes. Yes. Weiter. Dr. Gemara weiter. Nishtairo Beitzer. Oh, where are we up to? Shnei Tamid Chacham Ayim de Magabav. Frek de Gemara Vam Rav Chiyam Am Rav Yechen and Geret Tzarek Shleisha. What's two? We need three. Dr. Gemara Vam Rav Yechen Letana Tani Shleisha. Rav Yechen changed the Gersa. Not Shnei Tamid Chacham, but Shleisha Tamid Chacham. You need a bezin. Tava v'ala harik yisrael l'chol tvarav. Comes out of the mikvah, he's a total Jew. L'may hukasa. What difference does it make? I mean, obviously he's a total Jew, but we know that. What's the bride to try to add? The Hadabay, this is for Avraham Cohen. If he unfortunately suffers, what is the word, recidivism? There's a word for it. The guy goes back to doing the old things.
Exactly, no. Recidivism.
Recidivism, I thought that was the word. If he's guilty of recidivism, the Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, and then he does Kedushin, Yisrael Mumer Karina Bay, the Kedushim Kedushin, he can never become a guy again. He's stuck. And if Chas V'Shalom, he goes off to D, he's a Jew that went off to D. He's not a guy. He's worse off. Because once he became a Jew, he's a complete, total Yid like I am. No difference. And therefore, he makes Kedushin, it works. And if he becomes the Yisrael Mummer, he's still Kedushin works. No different than any other Yisrael Mummer that makes Kedushin. And therefore, that's what it says, the Braisa, he's Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. Totally in, no out. Totally stuck for the rest of his life. That's why it's important to make sure that it's 100% sincere. It's not easy, I agree with you. It's not easy to be a Yid, especially if you're not raised to keep certain things. It's very hard. But that's, instead of commitment, it's a commitment. Rashi.
My friend, does he toivel his head also?
Of course.
What's that?
Of course. How can you not be tied with the whole body?
The woman doesn't.
Yes, she does.
I thought Rashi said the woman doesn't because she's not, because it's not for toiveling of being
called. No, of course she does. It says that the people don't walk in to see her until she's totally covered in water besides her head, because we don't want a lack of tzias.
You hear it go down.
You see her head go down.
Yes, you're here.
Okay. I misunderstood. Thank you.
Rashi.
Oh, that's what you meant?
Anyway, you're not making a bracha. You have to see Geirus. You can see her here. The Hadrabay, so Rashi Likat Musay, Vachka Kiddush Vashi Shroh Mekudesh, and Shriket. Yisrael Mummer, Kedusha of Kedushin, the Yisrael. The Yisrael Mummer's Kedushin is the Kedushin, is Yisrael. And therefore, once a ger, always a ger. Weiter. And again, I pointed this out, and I'll say it again. The problem with conservative gerus is the Kabbalah's mitzvah. It is not the Mila Tvila. They do Mila Tvila. They just don't do Kabbalah's mitzvah. Their Kabbalah's mitzvah is a different Kabbalah's mitzvah. Only certain mitzvahs. They don't keep everything. They never ask the person to keep everything. And again, I mentioned this also. The ger is not told every mitzvah. He's told a lot of mitzvahs. But he also has to accept that when he's taught something later, he will listen to it. Right? So if he didn't know that on Shabbos you can't do Bayer, how he learns Bayer, he has to keep Bayer. Can't be expected to know. Listen, people learn Hilchos Shabbos all their lives, and they learn new halachas every time. But he has to understand that if he commits himself, he's going to learn new things, and as long as he gets it from a credible source, he has to keep it. That's the commitment. We give him an overview, but we can't give him a in-detail learning. It's impossible. So he commits himself to keeping what he's taught. Again, total admiration for people that become gerim, because it's a life change. It's very hard. They mamish, if a sincere ger is totally changing his whole life, he's like an Avraham Avinu. He found the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He's to be lauded beyond.
Rebbe, how about a little credit to the Bali Tshuva too? I mean, you know, it's not easy either.
What?
You know, a little credit to the Bali Tshuva.
By the way,
too. I mean, you know,
I have an argument. I don't know if I should say this. I'll say it anyway. There's a friend of mine that's about Tshuva, and I have an argument with him all the time. I tell him if I would not been from, I would never become from, because I don't do change well. I don't do change, and therefore, to me, if I would have chas v'shalom growing up, not from, I don't know if I ever would have had the kaichas to come and change my life and become a Baal Tshuva. I don't think I would have been able to do it. He says that I don't know what's on the other side, so it's hard for me to answer that question, to say that. Again, I still stick to what I think. I thank you, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I was born the way I was, because I don't know if I have the kaichas to change. Right? I've been in the same job for 40-some years, you know, and I've lived in the same city. I don't do change. I'm a very stuck-in-the-mud kind of guy. So, I just don't see my teva of being capable of a lot of change. Which, by the way, I respect Bali Tshuva unbelievably for being able to change their life 100%. And Gerim is even more than that. Much more than that. It's a different religion. It's a whole different belief system. It's a whole different thing. You know. Anyway, it's just my respect for them. What? I got a new coat. I changed. Thank you. Took a few years, by the way, but I did change. Yeah, I got a new coat. Yeah. Right. Right. Dr. Gemara, right. Tavu ba'ala, I did that. Echad ger ve'echad evim mishochra. Kisalka da'itach l'kabel olav ol mitzvah. Now, what does an Eved Meshuchar have to do? Now, I want to give a disclaimer here, not a disclaimer, an introduction. I've been teaching, and this is the way the Rif learns, and other Rishayim, that to become an Eved Kanani, you have to be Mekabel the Mitzvahs willingly. We're going to see a Machloikis Tanoim in that, number one. But there are those Rishayim that learn that Rashi's opinion is that everybody holds that an Eved does not have to be Mekabel willingly. He's stuck. Whether he wants it or not, he has to keep it. But I am not going to learn that way. In Rashi, you can learn two ways. Even though some Rishonim learn Rashi one way, I think you can learn Rashi the other way. And for just to keep clarity, I'm going to stick to the fact that the Rabbanon, who we possibly like, hold that an Eved has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs willingly. However, I want to be honest. Rishonim that say, everybody agrees that an Eved does not have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs willingly. He can be forced into becoming an Eved Kanani, whether he wants to or not. And that way, it's much easier to learn the sugya that he has to be Mekabel willingly. And we're going to learn that way. So with that introduction, that not everybody agrees to what the way we're going to learn the sugya. Yes. Anyway. The Havamina is that when you free the Eved, it has to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs again. Now he has to become Jewish. He has to accept upon himself the mitzvahs of a Jew. He was an Eved Kanani, now he's becoming Jewish. Uriminu. Bamed Dvar Mamurim Beger. Who has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs again? Avo Be'Eved Meshuchr, Ein Tzarich L'Kabel. But an Eved Meshuchr does not have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. He becomes Jewish without a new Kabbalah. Amar Rav Sheshes, Loi Kasha. Ha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Ha Rabbanon et Tzemach Loi Kistanoi. Rashi. Kasal Kedaitach, the high the Akish Shichru She'evet L'Geiris, that which we compared, freedom of an Eved to Geiris, Levi Kuchav, L'Kavu Kamar. We mean to be Mekabel Mitzvah, Shemeshat Tzvila Shichru Eved. When we free the Eved and he goes to the Mikvah, Tzarech Lo Hidia Mitzvah Mitzvah. You have to inform him the mitzvahs that he has to keep now. Aval Eved ain't tzarich l'kabel b'shas shichur. I not. Zok Rashi, the b'shas shetayvul l'shem avdu shayach b'mitzvah. See, he already was keeping mitzvahs. The simple man yinuach avdu chavah mafchav. Right? Eved has to keep Shabbos. V'ay de gamina l'ala me'isha. They ask the kashya, the Gemara always brings the drash of l'ala me'isha. That at the source that an Eved and a shivcha have to keep mitzvahs is this exam and shabbat. That an Eved Kanani has to keep the mitzvahs that a woman keeps. So he's been keeping mitzvahs for a whole long time. Why would he have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs now? So that's the contradiction. Meaning, here it seems to say he's like a ger, there has to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And there we see that he's not like a ger. He doesn't have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. He goes to the mikvah, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is done with. He did that when he became an Eved Kanani. The Gemara's answer is, the Machloikas Tanoim. One Tana says, there has to be a Kabbalah's mitzvahs because there was none done when he became an Eved. And one Tana says that there doesn't have to be a Kabbalah's mitzvah, and the way we're going to learn is because he already did the Kabbalah's mitzvah. So it's a machloikas tanoim, whether an Eved Meshuchar has to be Mekabel mitzvah or not, we'll continue in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.